Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Mario Day, everybody. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
Yeah, I had to explain to you guys how Mario Day came about.
And if you gotta explain it... Is it really a thing?
Mar-10. So if you look at March 10th. Mario.
Mar-10.
Boom!
Mar-10.
Yes. Nintendo figured this all out in 2015. I just went down a deep dive in Wiki to figure out what the heck is going on.
See if she was making it up.
Well, I'd never heard of this until she mentioned it. So.
You guys really missed out on my favorite pun day of the year.
Oh boy.
I'm so upset that I missed it because I put it in my calendar, but apparently missed checking it that day. March 4th. That happened last week. Do you know what March 4th is?
I know what May the 4th is.
March 4th, the only day that tells you to do something. March 4th.
March 4th. Oh, geez. I'm so sorry we missed that.
Do you like look at the internet for these are like dad jokes?
And she loves it. That's the thing. Like, she cracks her. She's like, yes, this is mine now. I own it. I'm going to go. I'm going to share it with the world.
Well, it's all fun and games.
Thing in the world.
It's all fun and games until my feelings will be hurt once again this Sunday for 315 day.
Is that an official thing? Like, is there celebrations in 315 land? Or
I imagine that they're eating salt potatoes, going through Onondaga Lake looking for Syracuse China chips.
All the things.
Maybe going through a stroll down memory lane at Destiny USA.
Well, 716 has their own day.
And 607.
What?
That's why 925 WBEE day is so important to me.
Oh, my gosh.
But we can't celebrate. There's no 585 day.
That's the problem.
There's no month that you can make out of that.
That's her issue.
Because the universe hates me.
She takes it very seriously. Hates me. Very seriously.
Wow. You shouldn't think it's the car in front of you is a slow-moving nuisance. You should think of it as your pothole scout.
Correct.
It should be Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Because if you see them dipping down in the road ahead of you, you know there's a giant pothole right there.
Yeah, exactly. And there's plenty of them. So stay back a little bit. Let them hit all the potholes so you know where to veer.
We get press releases from AAA all the time.
Yeah.
And they sent out a list of pothole safety tips.
There's so many.
And there's like 10. Slow down and leave extra space between you and the car ahead of you.
Right.
True. Avoid driving through puddles since they could be deep potholes.
I've done that, especially in parking lots.
Parking lots are the worst.
Like, dang it. And then you do the verbal like,
Be extra alert after heavy rain because water can weaken pavement and create new potholes. Oh, that's fun. Keep your tires properly inflated. If you can't avoid a pothole, this is where things get sketchy for me. Ease off the gas and keep your wheel straight while driving over it. I agree. If your wheel's turned and you're dropping into a giant pothole, you could probably do more damage.
Okay.
But where it says avoid hard braking while going over pothole to reduce suspension damage, I would want to hit that as slowly as possible.
That's my auto response.
Yes.
Is not
jump
to
on the brakes.
Is to like, and you hit the brakes.
And you make that noise when you do it too,
you
right?
You do. Yeah. Yeah. Hitting potholes is a very verbal thing.
This is my favorite one in the entire press release. Listen for unusual noises or vibrations afterward. Have your car inspected if something feels wrong.
The worst is when you're like, is that my car? And you turn down the radio and you're listening. You're like, did it go away? Did I imagine it? And then you turn the music back up and then you're like, I hear it again. You're going back and forth.
It's random. Yeah, there was a guy on Reddit the other day on the Rochester page ranting about potholes in Rochester. And maybe this is their first year driving.
Right.
Maybe this is the first time they've noticed it, the first year they've owned a car. Potholes come with winter. I mean,
it's just, yeah, like
there's nothing you can do about it.
Melts into it.
Right.
And then the snow and frozen ice expands it.
And then it melts and there's a hole.
Yes.
So they're fixing them. And it's funny because the guy was ranting about one particular run of potholes, West Henrietta Road, which shows up every year.
Yeah.
Every year in the same spot down south of the mall. And they had actually filled in those potholes while the guy was complaining online. And people pointed it out to him. It's like, well, I don't care.
It's so simple. There's people who want to fix these.
Yeah.
But they can't be everywhere at the same time. So just if there's one, instead of taking time to get onto Reddit and start a thread, just call 311. And they're very nice because I've done it. And I've been like, hey, there's this pothole. It's so bad on 490 or whatever. And they're like, thank you so much for letting us know. Boom. They go.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Out and fix it.
And in some instances, if your car is damaged, some instances they will help pay for the damage.
I've heard that before, but I've never had to do it. Who's actually done it?
Have you ever tried?
No.
I've never had a flat tire because of a pothole, so that's not me, but it's not unusual for that to happen. Or you'll see on the expressway like three cars pulled over because there's a giant pothole and they all hit the same one. You know what I think about when I'm falling asleep at night? Is there a designated green line drawer in Rochester? It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
The preparer of the green.
Is there a lot of pressure for that person?
I would think so, yes, because there's a lot of eyes on him, as are the ones that are hanging the St. Patrick's Boulevard sign.
Right.
Which they did yesterday. And so that bright green line right down East Avenue last night. That marks the parade route for the parade, which is this Saturday.
Yes.
One of my favorite days of the year. Absolutely love parade day. Kicks off at 12:30 East Ave and Alexander. It's going to continue right down West Main Street. This year, the 49th annual St. Patrick's Day Parade here in Rochester.
It is
so... Of course, celebrating Irish heritage. Unity!
Yes.
That's what I love about St. Patrick's Day.
Everybody's Irish that day.
We're all in such a good mood. It's so unifying.
And this time of year is so wild. Tom George and I used to MC the parade years ago. And some years we'd be bundled up, jackets, gloves, hats, bring a blanket because you're sitting on that stage for 2.5-3 hours doing the announcing.
Oh, yeah.
And then other years it'd be 70 degrees with the sun out.
You never know.
So the forecast for this weekend is some clouds and 38, which honestly, that's not bad.
I know.
As long as it's not raining. I take snow over rain.
I've been through all kinds of weather. I have to miss it this year.
Oh, no.
And so what I have to do is I have to dress like it's my son. It falls on my son's birthday.
Yeah.
And it's his golden birthday. He's going to be 14 on the 14th.
Right. Golden. Right.
You know how she is with numbers.
Why would 50 not be your golden birthday?
Well, I think technically it's your champagne birthday, but I felt weird saying that about a 14-year-old. Even though my birthday is the 14th, so I was also 14 on the 14th. But
okay, so the 14th on the 14th, and it falls this year, so I can't just leave my kid.
You can't go party.
I can't be like
start drinking at 11:30, day drinking on a Saturday.
I'm gonna have to miss the parade.
But you're gonna have a party at home.
I'm gonna be dressed all up at home. Yeah, I'm gonna have to live stream it.
So the actual St. Patrick's Day, when
is
that?
17th.
Is that Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do something on Tuesday.
I guess.
Do you need the day off? Well, no, you wouldn't need Tuesday. You would need Wednesday off.
That's correct.
To recover from Tuesday.
Correct.
It's your country music news with the B Morning Coffee Club on 92.5 WBEE.
Pop quiz in the studio. The top stream country artist this month is?
Ella Langley.
No.
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 Megan Maroney.
No. Morgan Wallen.
Oh. Again? You made it sound like it was going to be somebody new.
No.
It's been that way.
I'm blown away by these numbers. 32 million streams for Morgan Wallen this month.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Chris Stapleton right behind him at 26 million, followed by Luke Combs, Zach Bryan, Jelly Roll.
So both of us were wrong on not even in the top five.
Yeah. Do I have the top 10? There was a whole top 10 list that was out, and it was, you know, it's a who's who of country music, but I think the ladies were down. Oh, you know, here it is. Ella Langley was 6 with 20 million, followed by Shaboozey, Casey Musgraves.
Okay.
Dolly Parton and Shania round out the top 10.
No, you're streaming last month?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was there a movie? Did one of them have a song out on a TV show? Like, I'm confused as to why Dolly and Shania ended up so high on the list.
You say that as someone, as the music director who programmed Shania every single day on our show still.
Well, she's got a handful of songs that have...
They still hit.
They still hit. But where's Megan? Without the buzz we're hearing about Megan Maroney, where's the streaming numbers?
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe she'll be on the next list. I don't know. Blake Shelton is leaning into ranch life with Gwen Stefani. He shared a video. They're in Oklahoma. They have big plans for their land this year. And this is his quote. He says, we're getting close to springtime. Me and my wife, her name's Gwen. We were out here putting this plastic out here yesterday. Just she and I, nobody else. Which yeah. almost feels like there's like a crew of people behind the camera that are doing all the work. And he's just being a smart aleck about it.
I don't think so.
You think it's actually them?
But I do wonder if every once in a while Gwen wakes up on this farm in Oklahoma and goes, wait a minute. What happened?
Ain't no way you're out there digging in the dirt with those nails.
Is this a fever dream?
Right? Here's an interesting tour. Winona is teaming up with Melissa Etheridge.
I saw this. And that would be a good show.
That would be a great show. You're going to know every song both
of
them
sing. There's going to be a lot of growling.
Yeah, the two are joining forces. It's a co-headlining tour. So, you know, one will open for the other and then they'll swap it up. It's called Raised on Radio. Y says it's a statement. It isn't just a tour name. It's My Roots and Wings. And a lot of people in her generation grew up on the radio, and that's mm-hmm. what you did. That's where you got your entertainment, especially if you were, you know, not near cable TV. And we didn't have satellite back then. We didn't have streaming. You had the radio. And they're going to sing all the hits. Closest show to us, though, is Chautauqua. And that's...
Chautauqua Institution?
Like south of Buffalo?
That's yeah. Jamestown. Jamestown area.
So not too far. That'd
well,
be worth
it's a hike.
That'd be worth a little road trip.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.